Sexual reproduction involves two gametes from different parents. In fertilization, these sex cells fuse to form a zygote, a new genetically unique individual. The zygote undergoes cell division and develops into an embryo over time. The sex organs in human beings mature and become active only at puberty. The human male reproductive system provides sperm in the testes. They travel from the testes to the penis in the sperm duct, with secretions from the seminal vesicle and prostate gland making semen. In the human female reproductive system, ovaries release mature ova from developing follicles once a month in the menstrual cycle. The uterus develops a blood-rich lining each month to prepare for pregnancy. If an ovum is fertilized, it will implant in the lining. If not, the lining is shed as the monthly period. The menstrual cycle in women is controlled by hormones released in the pituitary gland and by the ovary. If the sperm and ovum meet in the fallopian tubes, one sperm may penetrate the ovum. This is the moment of fertilization or conception. It takes around 40 weeks or 9 months for a fertilized ovum to grow and mature into a fully developed fetus ready for birth. There are three stages to the birth process. Unlike asexual reproduction, which involves only one parent organism and uses a process of mitosis to create daughter cells, sexual reproduction involves the joining of two special sex organs, or gametes. These sex cells are produced by meiosis. The number of chromosomes is halved when the gametes are formed. Sexual reproduction often involves two different individuals as parents. Offspring formed contain a mixture of genetic information from both parents. Sexual reproduction reduces genetic variety. Male secondary sexual characteristics such as the growth of the penis and the testes, the growth of facial and body hair, muscle development and the classic voice breaking all take place during puberty. They are controlled by hormones. Follicle stimulating hormone, often known as FSH, and LH, luteinizing hormone, are released by the pituitary gland. FSH stimulates sperm production while LH stimulates the testes to produce the male sex hormone testosterone. Testosterone causes the development of the male secondary sexual characteristics. Female secondary sexual characteristics such as the development of breasts and body hair and the beginning of the menstrual cycle or periods are also controlled by hormones. FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, and LH, luteinizing hormone, are released by the pituitary gland. FSH stimulates the development of mature ova and the ovaries. They also interact with the female sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. Following puberty, a woman will have a menstrual cycle approximately once a month. The menstrual cycles stop when she is pregnant and start again after the baby is born. They stop completely when she reaches the menopause. The menstrual cycle is controlled by hormones. Follicle stimulating hormone stimulates ova in the follicles of the ovary to develop. It stimulates the ovary to make estrogen. Estrogen stimulates the lining of the uterus to build up. It also reduces the levels of FSH produced by the pituitary and increases the levels of luteinizing hormone. Luteinizing hormone stimulates the release of a mature egg from the ovary. It also stimulates the ovary to make progesterone. Progesterone stimulates the growth of the blood vessels in the lining of the uterus, getting ready for a pregnancy. If a fertilized ovum arrives in the uterus, progesterone helps to keep the pregnancy going. If a sperm fertilizes an ovum and forms a zygote in the fallopian tube, a pregnancy begins. The developing embryo moves into the uterus. It needs to be implanted in the lining of the uterus for a pregnancy to continue. As the embryo develops, the placenta forms. The placenta is a special organ that passes food and oxygen from the mother into the developing fetus. It also takes urea and carbon dioxide from the fetus and passes them into the mother's blood and secretes a hormone, progesterone, which maintains the pregnancy. The fetus is connected to the placenta by the umbilical cord. Inside the uterus, it is surrounded by amniotic fluid in the amniotic membranes. This cushions and protects the fetus as it develops. The average length for a pregnancy is 40 weeks, and at the end of the pregnancy, the baby is born. So there we are, that's all the ins and outs of human reproduction, and thank you for listening in to this little broadcast, and I hope that you'll join us some other time listening to some different topics. So yes, thank you very much.